online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
Just after 1 o'clock, latest news for Kent now with Lucy Hickmott.
Theresa May's appointed a new defence secretary after a Kent MP quit the role. Molly's got more for KMFM.
Well, Sir Michael Fallon, who represents Sevenoaks, handed in his resignation to the Prime Minister last night.
I realised that in the past, I may have fallen below the high standards that we require of the armed forces that I have the honour to represent.
It's not exactly clear why he's gone, but earlier in the week he apologised for touching a journalist's knee 15 years ago. KMFM's political editor Paul Francis says his resignation is a big blow for the government.
Undoubtedly, this is a setback for Theresa May. It's the last thing she would have wanted, but there is no doubt that there is a fairly febrile environment in the Commons, and there is a genuine issue which needs to be addressed regarding the culture.
Now the Prime Minister's announced Chief Whip Gavin Williamson has taken over Sir Michael's job. He says he's both honoured and excited. Paul Gibson used to be head of counter-terrorism at the MOD. He says the role is a tough one.
We need somebody who is a heavy hitter, who is bright, who is engaged, who is enthused about defence matters and is prepared to take the fight to the Chancellor and to other Cabinet members to ensure that the UK gets the defence it needs going forward in the next 5 years.
KMFM News.
There's important news this lunchtime if you've got a mortgage or savings. The Bank of England has raised the interest rates for the first time in a decade. The base rate's been increased by a quarter of a percentage point to 0.5%. It means you could have to repay more on your mortgage each month, but savers will get more back on what they've put away. A man's been jailed after breaking into a house and threatening to kill another man near Herne Bay. The court heard Oliver Hamilton Harris from Partridge Close in Broomfield threw a knife at his victim because he thought he'd started a relationship with his ex-partner. The 37-year-old's been locked up for 2 years. Hundreds of patients in Folkestone have been left without a doctor after a surgery was forced to close because it couldn't recruit any new GPs. Nicola's got the details for KMFM.
Folkestone East Family Practice has spent the past year trying to fill three vacancies. They didn't have a single application. Now, the surgery, which served 4,500 people, has closed its doors. Dr. Vanessa Goodall is a partner there and says it's not just the town that has a problem.
Folkestone is a lovely place to work. It's just reflective of what's going on around the country at the moment. The government promised to increase the number of GPs, and yet the number of GPs is falling.
Over 3,200 people have now been allocated a new GP at nearby surgeries that are already full. However, 1,300 haven't returned forms to get registered with a new surgery. According to the British Medical Association today, 9 in 10 practices say their workload is unmanageable. Chair of the GPs committee, Dr. Richard Vawtrey, blames the government.
We're seeing reports of practices under pressure right around the country, and that's because of a decade of underfunding, a difficulty recruiting new GPs, and many practices feeling that the service that they're offering to patients is at risk of not being safe enough.
The Department of Health insists it is tackling a shortage of doctors.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Three people have been arrested in connection with modern slavery in the Maidstone area. Two men aged 55 and 54 and a 55-year-old woman are in custody. Three Lithuanian men are being questioned to find out if they were potential victims. KMFM's been told more needs to be done to get restaurants in Kent to display their hygiene ratings. Latest figures show 10 food outlets in the county have a rating of 0, meaning there are serious issues with managing food safely or dirty surfaces. David Brown is head of food and safety at Medway Council. He says the law needs to change so those falling behind must display their rating.
It is a shame that if somebody's been given a 5, then we would hope that they would obviously proudly display it in the window on the front door and use it in advertising and put it on the website. But obviously if somebody's given a 0, then at the moment in England there under no legal requirement to display it, so obviously most of them won't.
And Beyoncé is going to be the voice of Nala in the remake of the Disney classic The Lion King. James Earl Jones, who was in the original 1994 film, returns as Simba's dad Mufasa. It's due to hit cinemas in 2019.
Sport. With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
In football, the Tottenham manager says he's incredibly proud of his players after their 3-1 win over Real Madrid in the Champions League. They're through to the knockout stage, along with Manchester City, who beat Napoli 4-2. Meanwhile, Liverpool beat Maribor 3-0 at Anfield to stay top of their group. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.